Going, guys. Welcome to another episode. I was trying to edit my information for the lineup, and I'm gone live, so it caught me a little bit by surprise. Anyway, we can pull this off. There's no doubt about it. We can pull this off. Let's have about 7 minutes to 10 minutes of shenanigans while the people that like to hear things live, which I'm one of them. I really enjoy live broadcasts more than listening later. Just a different vibe. Just a different feel. So without any further ado, welcome one, welcome all, hello. We'll probably have open lines here and there. I'm hoping in the next hour I'm open line, but I'm going to sort of keep it organic anyway on this one and just see where I go. I've got quite a lot of things. There might be some health things you might like on this episode of Strange Days as well that are worth thinking about. Some ideas here and there, so it's going to be a real mixture, this one. There's no doubt about it. No structure. I don't even know. I haven't had time to go through the lineup as any category by any means, but I think you'll enjoy it. There's no doubt about it. All right, all things aside, let's go. Let's get down this rabbit hole.
What's your origin? We owe our lives to God, but we're ignoring him. What do we expect when the whole human race thinks they're just a mistake like a planet of the apes? What's your species? What's your origin? We owe our lives to God, but we're ignoring him. What do we expect when the whole human race thinks they're just a mistake like a planet of the apes? Surprised in the rise of these natural disasters, floods and hurricanes, terrorists looking to bash the earthquake, destruction, volcanic eruptions, catastrophic storms coming, biblical proportions, waves of devastation, pain and isolation. I wonder if a witness in the days of revelation, patiently waiting, anticipating the rapture, and adding to heaven to get us out for a caption. Can you adapt and trap by circumstance? React the way you think you would act and take a stand as the aims advance. So we try to proclaim warnings, the world just laughs. What's your origin? We owe our lives to God, but we're ignoring him. What do we expect when the whole human race thinks they're just a mistake like a planet of the apes? What's your species? What's your origin? We owe our lives to God, but we're ignoring him. What do we expect when the whole human race thinks they're just a mistake like a planet of the apes? Just room full of people convinced that we are equal to an animal level. That's evil straight from the devil. You can see it all unravel like the Tower of Babel. Tell us what...
I'm doing some shenanigans for about 7 minutes or so. Just let the live people, because I really enjoy live shows more than not. So I'm just going to do 7 minutes, and I'll probably pull off about an hour, and then we'll have an open line. If that, unless there's something that comes up you'd really like to call in, you're most welcome to come and sit up on the panel with me and just put yourself on mute anytime. And yeah, it should be good. Let people get into the room a bit and get the vibe going. And I've got a diverse amount of stuff to actually bring up tonight. So today, just what I've come across the last 24 hours. So it should be good. Little clips here and there. And and we can all have a yarn in about an hour. Yeah, man.
Knuckle dragon monkeys like an animal plant. We're just examples of mammals, although extravagant samples. They trample over truth just like a trampling mammoth. Are you amazed by this evolution craze? And all the subtle
ways like UFOs and alien craze. Spirit guides of deception, mimic a resurrection. Expect to evolve into the point of perfection. New age worshippers who drink from the fountain of nonsense. They wanna save the planet, but they're doing a rain dance. They glorify creation, not creator. And then they worship what is made and not the maker. We felt the kick of the birth pains from Hurricane Katrina. We saw New Orleans right down like Hiroshima.
Watch species, watch our origin. We know our lives to God, but we're ignorant. And what do we expect when the whole human race thinks they're just a mistake like a planet of the apes? Watch your species, watch.
Well, actually, I've got quite a diverse amount of material that's pretty quick clips, especially about health and all these other issues and a few other shenanigans in the world. So if you, I'll leave it to you, man, you want to call in about a certain thing, we'll try and keep it quick and I can move along if it's before the first hour. Yeah, the ball's in your court, my friend.
Expect when the whole human race thinks they're just a mistake like a planet of the apes.
I'm usually a bit later, so I'm not sure who's hanging around this time of the night. We'll probably come across Angie, no doubt. Yeah, we'll probably come across... I don't know who's around that era. Have a listen to this. Doesn't this make you feel good? This guy put this little thing together with a little kid. He must be under 2 years old. It's unbloody believable with a guitar in its hand. Have a listen to this. Oh, I thought that was the full version. Oh, that's right. I got a full version of that. Well,
it's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes.
Broken glass everywhere.
My brother's doing fast on my mother's TV. Says she watches too much. Just not healthy.
What are we into now? 7 minutes? All right, I'll do a 3 minute little song or something. All right. This is, I don't know what this is, but it's the truth about parody, guys. If you don't know, I have read this out, but it is quite a trip. It's, I guess you could call it a little bit anti-Semite. Great song. I don't know if this is the real words to it, man, but I'll tell you what, if it's not, it's not wrong. Judo-Christians everywhere, they think they really care. As for myself, I can't conceive all the things that they've been. My one and only prayer is that someday I'll share my hopes, my dreams come true. The truth about the Jew.
Hell of us and never know how much they hate us so. My only prayer will be someday they all will see, but it's all
they make. Believe. That's right. Master of Puppets Leah.
My heart's a wedding ring. Jesus is all my everything. He sets my heart on fire. To find out who's alive. Some of us already know how far we have to go. My only prayer will be someday we all will see, but it's all only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday I'll share about the truth. None of us can never know how much they hate us so. My only prayer will be someday the rest will see, but it's all only make-believe.
1%, maybe 3 at the most. Not even that. 1.3 of the world's population run 90% of this world. Something don't add up, guys. Something don't add up. Now, let's start the show. That's why. That's right. I said white. Yeah, you did hear that right. Right. Not right. Is that there's shenanigans going on, there's no doubt about it. Like I said, what I've got lined up is going to be some good information, I think, here and there, especially when it comes to some health issues. All right, let's kick it off with this one regarding fluoride. Most of these I'm going to try and keep them down to about 3 to 5 minutes max. See how we go here. Fluoride.
About water, real quick, we're on topic of water. Some people say, well, I got bad water, and what I'm going to do is boil the water, and because I can't afford to get this special bottle or I can't afford to get a filter, so I'm going to boil my water. That's the worst thing you can do. Boiling water, boiling tap water, will destroy not only your pineal gland, but it'll destroy your whole nervous system. When you take fluoridated water and you boil it, boiled water orders from the government are the worst thing they can ever tell people to do. Fluoride, if you've ever done chemistry, and I was a master chemist in school, when you boil fluoridated water, the fluoride, now the molecules change into fluorine, which is a more potent, more toxic neurotoxin. So the more water you boil and drink, the more neurotoxins you put into your body. It's better just to drink the fluoride. You know what I'm saying? Once you boil it, you now have increased the fluoride because you've turned it into something called fluorine, which is more deadly for the human body and even the brain. So don't drink boiled water unless it's an absolute emergency.
Man, that was something new I learned.
It is interesting because I heard that certain coffees are flushed, and even tobacco leaves, tea leaves, and that with fluoridated water in certain parts of wherever they do these sort of protocols. Boiled in there, simmering away. Yep, changing the compound.
Predicted three world wars.
Three
the first
world wars.
World war, he said, must be brought about, and I'm quoting from Albert Pike. The first world war must be brought about in order to permit the Illuminati to overthrow the power of the czars in Russia and of making that country a fortress of atheistic communism.
The Illuminati goes back to Weishaupt 1776, by the way.
The divergences caused by the agents of the Illuminati between the British and German empires will be used to foment this war. He says, quote, the Second World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between the fascists and the political Zionists. This war must be brought about so that Nazism is destroyed and that the political Zionism will be strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel in Palestine. He's now thinking about this Third World War, and he says that it will be caused by the differences between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the State of Israel, mutually destroy each other. That's what it says. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion.
And then comes a savior.
Cayenne pepper is a very powerful herb, and cayenne pepper moves blood. Cayenne pepper can be used internally and it can be used externally. The easiest way to take cayenne pepper internally is to start with about 1/4 teaspoon, put it in a cup, add water, mix it round, and just drink it down. It'll tingle for a bit, but the tingling subsides. I find most people can build up to half a teaspoon. Why would someone take cayenne pepper like that? Cayenne pepper thins the blood. I know several people that have chosen to stop warfarin and their blood thinning medication and go on the cayenne pepper. And one lady told me that her husband went to the doctor and he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." Because the cayenne pepper was keeping that blood nice and thin. No side effects to the cayenne pepper either. Cayenne pepper thins the blood. Cayenne pepper strengthens the arterial walls. Cayenne pepper, I was reading, has also the ability to rebuild the heart muscle. A lady I tended one day because she just had a heart attack. It was at our health retreat in Melbourne. I was given the call. A lady's had a heart attack. I went running down and her husband was there. He said she's already had three this year. She was 80. When I looked at her, she was very pale. There was a man holding a pulse. He said, "The pulse is almost gone." I said, "Quick, cayenne pepper." I got about half a teaspoon, just put it straight into her mouth. I'd say 2 minutes. And the guy holding a pulse, he yelled out, "The pulse is strong." In 92 minutes, all the blood came back to her face. She blinked and sat up. We gave her a glass of water. She said she didn't even feel the heat in her mouth. What did that cayenne pepper do? It immediately thinned the blood. It opened all of those capillaries and got a dramatic delivery of blood all through the body. When you think about it, 1 minute for one drop of blood to go around the whole body. You have glands under your tongue called sublingual glands, and it can take it straight into the blood. So it's very dramatic.
Great stuff, guys. Get on some cayenne pepper, have it in your pocket. Bit of powder, even an aspirin can do a very similar thing, I've heard, for people that are having heart attack issues. I know personally yesterday I thought I was having a heart attack. I thought, "Oh shit," I thought, "this is it, man." Just seeing things flashing across my eyes and this is like, "Oh, bloody hell, this is a mess." I think it was yesterday morning. And I took an aspirin and just, just sort of sorted things out. It's a bad feeling. It's a sort of like an anxiety sort of feeling, you know. It's like you can't breathe properly. You're deliberately trying to breathe and you get these pains. And you just got to listen to your body, really. It's really weird when I've had it a couple of times. It sort of feels like an anxiety attack. I think the anxiety is probably because you think you're going to die. You're going, especially being a bloke, you know, you're seeing signs of shoulder aching. Yeah. Heart palpitation. Yeah. Ring the ambulance. Nah. It'll cost me $700 to get to the hospital. I think the best thing that people might even be a bit like that, a bit stubborn, is to at least just say, or message one of your family members and just say, "Hey, I just want to let you know that I'm having an issue here. I'm not going to go to the hospital. But I want you to know that if you find me or hear me yelling out that something's going on bad, that at least it gives them the thumbs up, okay, all the signs with their heart attack, especially if you know, shoulder, heart, and all these sort of other aspects." So I think that's really good, you know. This one's from 2009. This is Alex Jones talking to Jesse Ventura. It goes for 2.5 minutes. Have a listen to this. Very interesting. Remind you, 2009, not 2019, not 2020, 2009.
agenda afoot to force the population to undergo different type of medical treatments, namely vaccines. We're seeing a medical tyranny being set up, not just in the United States, but worldwide under the UN and the World Health Organization.
Who's behind all this?
The Bilderberg Group. They want a planetary dictatorship so they can carry out their forced depopulation agenda, and they want to do it through the medical system. And that's why vaccines are so important. We know that many of these vaccines turn out to have serious adverse reactions. And this is being done by design. They kill you slowly over time. That's why they're called soft kill. And I've got an insider I think you should really talk to, Dr. Rima Labo. But she doesn't live inside the United States because she's so concerned about all the police state development.
Do you want to come in and sit down?
No, sir. I'd rather not.
You'd rather just be here so you can make a fast exit if you have
to. As soon as you and I finish...
You're out
I'm leaving the country again. Why? Because in a very short time, not today, not tomorrow, but very soon, we'll be facing compulsory vaccination under the mistaken term of voluntary vaccination.
What is it about these vaccinations? You think that they're bad?
Well, first of all, let's start with the fact that the World Health Organization has decided that we have 90% too many people. The World Health Organization has been working since 1974 on vaccines to create permanent sterility.
Doctor, the response is going to be, you're crazy. How can you say this stuff?
I show them the documentation.
Now, this is pretty shocking.
This process has already been ongoing. To make matters worse, we know that the vaccines that were illegally approved by the FDA contain a substance called squalene. They will induce a pandemic using the nasal mist vaccine, which is a live attenuated virus. That means that if I take it, I can infect you. You're going to get the flu. Everybody around us is going to get the flu. Then the United States government, based on their statements that they've already made, will say, oh my, we have a pandemic.
Oh. But cut short, that wasn't the full version. One of the remedies to help.
All right, so if the world goes to crap and you can't get to a doctor, what are you going to do if you get sick? Is there one herb out
oregano.
There that is, like, the king of all kings? Yes, my friends, there is. Oregano. All you're going to do is fill your jar halfway up with dried oregano. Once you get it halfway filled up, you're just going to fill it with organic extra virgin olive oil. Once you get it filled up, you're going to want to stir it around so that it's all mixed up.
Did you hear what she said then? She went, doo-doop, doop, doo-doo. That's a classic. Let me take it back a bit. I'm sure she said the doop-de-doo. I haven't said that for quite some time. Take a listen to this.
Once you get it halfway filled up, you're just going to fill it with organic extra virgin olive oil. Once you get it
she
filled
did,
up, you're going to want to stir it around so that it's all
I'm
mixed
gonna
up.
I'm going to patent
that. Once you mix it up, you're probably going to have to add a little more extra virgin olive oil because it's all mushed down. You're going to set this in a dark, cool place for 4 to 6 weeks.
I'm going to patent that for sure. I'm the doop-de-doo.
If you can't sleep, then you need magnesium. So eat an avocado. If you have low energy, then you need iron. So eat some raisins. If you feel weak, then you need zinc. So eat a mango. If you wake up feeling tired, then you need potassium. So drink some coconut water. If you have a headache, then you need sodium. So drink some cucumber juice. If you feel sad, then you need vitamin D. So get some sunlight. Follow, like, and share so others can heal.
Coconut is an amazing thing. Coconut oil for your mouth, too, for white teeth and an antibacterial sort of agent and all these other things. Coconut oil is an amazing thing. There's no doubt about it.
If you can't sleep,
this is why I've said the dates that they are giving us.
This is something I've brought up a few times about, you know, people say April, between March and April, the day of the start, around about April Fool's sort of day. 13-month system, guys, instead of 12. 12 months. Ever listen to this?
Are incorrect. We used to have 13 months, 28 days, and one day of rest, even in the Bible. So look, we have 13 lunar cycles, 28 days, 13 zodiac signs. Every turtle shell you'll find, 13 sections in the middle, and 28 notches along the side. All to keep us disconnected from these natural cycles of our realm. Listen to David Strait explain it more.
Our calendar is not quite right. We're supposed to have 13 months of 28 days with one day, the day of resurrection, Easter, as a neutral day. That's our 365 days. We've actually got 13 constellations, not 12.
Now, welcome, Eric. I'm just, he's probably left by the looks of it.
This same calendar is very close to the Mayan calendar, but it's also very close to several ancient Sanskrit calendars. What does Sept mean? Seven. I thought that was the ninth month. What does Oct mean? What is?
What's going on?
Know why the Amish never get sick? They have been keeping this recipe a secret for years now. Yeah. But some of the ingredients have been found out by people who've left the Amish fold. One of these people described the recipe as a potent blend of everyday.
I'll put this on. I'm just going to have a yarn for a minute. Okay, I'll just put this on mute.
Ingredients. They would combine chopped onions, garlic, horseradish, and honey in a jar. They would then add a dash of pepper and cover the ingredients with raw apple cider vinegar. They would seal the jar and let it sit for a month, shaking daily. After a month, they strained the mixture and added more honey to taste. It's a zesty, immune-boosting tonic. Ever since they were young, their parents would make them have some daily or used it in their salads or soups. Click the See More button on our story to check out similar recipes from the Lost Book of Herbal Remedies.
Pretty good, eh? This is the real Strange Days show. Probably one of the best bloody shows you've ever heard, guys. There's no doubt about it. There's this thing about this meat, all right? Have a listen to these statistics. It might blow your mind. A factory in Holland prints 500 tons of steaks per month on a 3D printer. The company is called Redefine, R-E-D-E-F-I-N-E, meat, is the race for the deli meat substitutes. They supply German restaurants with printed frickin' fillets, all right. About 110 German restaurants are already buying meat from Redefine, or Redefine, I don't know if they call it Redefine or whatever, meat. 500 tons. 500 tons, man. That's one big block of frickin' meat. 500 tons of 3D printed artificial food. Can you imagine the bloody scale of this? And this is only the initial stages, guys. 500 tons of artificial meat is being produced already. Can you let that sink into our little mind frame of a brain that we've got left these days? 500 tons of meat. And this is the future that they're trying to, apart from the bugs, that's another issue that I'll get onto very soon. So now we've got the factory that's in Holland that's doing this, all right. 500 tons are full of... This world has become just absolutely... Everything is turned upside down. Everything now. I mean, your water, your crops, your GMO'd, everything's just completely the opposite of what nature is beholding to us. It's really, really weird. It's like we're in some sort of a virus in a simulation. It's like the simulation was down-padded and a virus entered that flipped everything upside down. It's okay now to read pornographic books to children now, as young as 3 or 4 in a frickin' kindergarten. Oh, that's fine. It's okay for people to walk down the streets in parades, naked with things hanging out all sorts of everywhere and doing everything that's perverted and calling them out. I mean, this is bad. This is really frickin' bad.
This Bible from 1813 has something very interesting.
Check this out.
It is a facts page that contains a list of people and events in chronological order. It's
going by this book and the chronological order. We are now just entered the year 6000. Get it?
Is whereupon we reckon that from Adam unto Christ are 3,947 years, 6 months and 10 days. And from the birth of Christ to this present year is 1814 years. Then the whole sum and number of years from the beginning of the world unto this present year is 5,788, 6 months, and the said odd 10 days. In the year 1814 the world really was 5,788 years old. This year, 2022, the earth would be approximately 5,998 years old.
So we are now 6,000 years old, according to the 13 Bible.
Edward Bernays, the nephew of world-famous psychoanalyst Sigmund.
Let's go into a little bit of Edmund Bernays. Let's go into this little
Sigmund Freud
thing.
Would study group dynamics and become the father of public relations. He authored the book Propaganda in 1928. In it, he described how to intelligently and consciously manipulate the habits and opinions of the masses within a democratic society. He went on to state that those who harness this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government and are the true ruling power. It is they who pull the wires which control the public mind, who harness old social forces and contrive new ways to bind and guide the world.
The average American is distracted, mindless, worried about minuscule things, celebrities, as if it was their own family members. And this is by design, because the powers that be, who own the media, know how our brains work. They know scientifically how the human mind functions. They know about sociology, and they are using the media, and have used the media for decades now, to entertain people with issues that don't really matter. When you have the big news networks covering celebrity issues as if it's the most important thing, it becomes the most important thing. And this is not by accident. This is to keep us out of the way. Because if you're worried about the latest celebrity death or the latest celebrity couple or the celebrity breakup or your sports team having a shot at the Super Bowl or the World Series, there's so much information about those issues that can be discussed that will mesmerize people, and they won't know or care about the real issues that are out there.
Well, I think this is just one more piece of evidence of the degree to which the media, supposedly the watchdogs, has become the gatekeeper of the system.
Yeah, pretty much seems that way, doesn't it? When you really think about it, the way it's all run, the way the whole system is going, it's just one big freaking mess, guys. There's no doubt about it. It's just one thing after another. One thing after another. It just goes on and on. Ever listen to this dude?
We now live in a new Australia where you don't have the right to know anything. The ASIO boss, our big spy agency boss, says an Australian politician was working as a spy for a foreign power, undoubtedly China. The Albanese government and the Dutton opposition basically seem to not care too much. They think you have no right to know who this person was. They both say that they know who it is, but they can't or won't name them. Right. Name them. They should be jailing them. We had a court suppression order this week that's stopping you from knowing anything and me from reporting anything much about one of the worst racial crimes I have ever heard of. And I don't like being gagged. But we've really become a nation of sheep led by bureaucrats and lawyers who want to decide for themselves what they will and won't tell us. Why? Because they know they can get away with it. Australians are weak and we don't arc up. Half of us don't even know what's going on half the time.
I think that's more the frickin' issue, is that half of us don't even frickin' know. And what are you fighting for now in your country? Really? What happened to sovereignty back in my frickin' day? Nah, sovereignty's gone out the window because you're fighting for 10 million migrants a frickin' year coming into your country. What, are you going to fight for them? Okay, fucking fight for our fucking country. You want to come here and live here? We should be able to be the ones to sit back and go, oh, we'll fuck off over there and fight for us then. You want to live here? It's frickin' unbelievable. This world's frickin' batshit crazy. They don't even want to immigrate anyway. So what's the fucking use? Oh, this
the honeybee
nuts.
Colony is not a monarchy like many people think it is.
Let's go into the honeybee colony. Now, what's been taught to us in school and on most social media is that, or even alternative, is that it's a colony sort of aspect and all these sort of things with the queen bee. But let's have a listen to a different aspect of these sort of things with the honeybee.
A honeybee colony is not a monarchy like many people think it is. The queen bee is actually not the leader of the hive, and she doesn't rule over all the other bees. It's the female worker bees who make the decisions for the colony, and they do so collectively as a group. The queen has one important job. She's in charge of laying all the eggs for the colony, and she is the only bee who can create more worker bees. So if the queen is doing her job well, the colony will follow her, protect her, and care for her. If the queen bee is not doing her job, or if she gets too old or dies, the female worker bees can choose to replace her and make a new queen. They can take any female worker bee egg and turn it into a queen bee by feeding it a special diet of royal jelly throughout its development. And so a hive can go on and on, generation after generation, with all the bees working together to do what's best for the good of the colony.
Pretty cool stuff, eh? You don't hear that in your freaking textbooks or your bloody school system.
The world is becoming more aware of just how dangerous the last product they mandated is.
All right. I'm going to let this one play a little bit longer. This is going to go for 6 minutes, all right? It's a massive study that needs to be heard. It reveals more bad news about the jibby jab. And listen to this, guys. Might blow your frickin' mind.
In fact, the largest vaccine study ever has revealed what the conspiracy theorists have said all along. The
Bingo.
New study conducted by the Global Vaccine Data Network, GVDN, looked at a cohort of 99 million vaccinated individuals, the risks of developing 13 adverse...
And I said this right from the start, before it was even put into people's ears. Think about it. Just think about this, guys.
Adverse events of special interest were compared to what was expected based on pre-COVID-19 vaccination healthcare data, or in simpler terms, if you did not receive the jab. And despite claims that the increased risks of developing such conditions are small and extremely rare, it's best to take a look for yourself. This image is via the Daily Mail, and as you can see, swelling of brain and spinal cord 3.78 times, blood clots 3.23 times, Guillain-Barre syndrome 2.49 times, myocarditis 2.78 times, myocarditis from Moderna first dose 3.48 times. We go down the list, you can actually see with Moderna, AstraZeneca, first and second doses, swelling of the brain and spinal cord almost four times, 400% increased risk first dose of Moderna. Myocarditis 3.48 times increase from the first dose. You can see that extensive breakdown there. Del Bigtree has had a thing or two to say about it. Let's take a listen.
And they're not even talking about cancer, which we've been reporting on. But how about this? You're like, well, I mean, only six times the amount of myocarditis. But if you add that six times to the two or three times for myocarditis, and what about the blood clots and stroke? And that's, I mean, what happens? They're not just six by themselves. They all stack up. What are we, like 20 times the amount of risk for getting totally jacked up by this vaccine? And they're only just starting the list. And I trust me, the scientists did everything they could to make this as conservative as they possibly could. Because no one wants to be responsible for, God forbid, say we need to recall a vaccine.
I think it's worthwhile going through this particular posting from Steve Kirsch, largest COVID vaccine study ever, which you're not being told. Someone is lying to you big time. The quick summary of what he's provided, of what the article would like you to believe, is that they looked at the medical records of over 99 vaccinated individuals. They compared observed versus expected rates of 13 selected adverse events of special interest across neurological, hematological, and cardiac outcomes. They only looked for 42 days after the shots, and he adds there sarcastically, since everyone knows you can't get adverse events after 42 days. They didn't evaluate mortality due to the shot, and they found clearly increased risk of the various adverse events, but the end conclusion is that the risks after COVID injection are far higher, so people should take the shots. This is unbelievable, and he says, I don't know a single cardiologist whose business dropped after the COVID vaccines rolled out, do you? As usual, they aren't allowed to share the data, so you have to take their word for it. There are no benefits of the COVID vaccine, as Steve Kirsch says, not any that he's aware of. And the risk of the vaccine is interesting to note. What the paper says, it's only selected 13 adverse events to evaluate. But the CDC has determined that there are over 500 adverse events that were more serious than myocarditis. They just forgot to tell people that. And he says, here are the actual numbers from this excellent article by Josh Guetzko. After dropping the new COVID-era AEs, adverse events, there are 503 adverse events with PRRs larger than myocarditis and 552 with PRRs larger than pericarditis. This means that 66.4% of the adverse events had a bigger safety signal than myocarditis and 77.3% were larger than pericarditis. And he provides links to that. There are links to that Excel file here within the article. Now, why is it important we keep talking about this? Well, as we said before, France is the first country of many to attempt to make any criticism of Big Pharma's products a criminal offence. If we don't speak about this now, we face the risk of future mandated products that could kill or harm more people than the 17 million confirmed deaths from the COVID injections, and those are conservative numbers. With no possibility of speaking about the fact that a future mandated medication is killing people yet again. There could be more death, more disability next time around. It's also important because the mainstream media all over the world this week has been covering this study. Now, whilst they downplay the adverse effects and pretend that a permanent heart condition that will shorten your life is somehow mild and nothing to be concerned about, and COVID could have been worse, even those media outlets wouldn't be able to report in that mild manner if laws like the one in France start to be introduced on a mass scale. And they will definitely try it, mark my words. Now a message from our sponsor, The Wellness Company. Everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner, they keep telling us. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where The Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. And their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy.
Hold in my hands an internal document from Pfizer Laboratories, which was given to us by a very special person who we have contact with, called Reverse Engineering the Source Code of the BioNTech Pfizer SARS-CoV-2 Vaccine.
Have a listen to what they've done to your DNA, guys, and all sorts of crazy shit.
And this is very, very critical, because it outlines the chemical and the biological processes which were very, very carefully manipulated in order to be able to produce an mRNA that also contained a very, very dangerous toxin to the human body. Do you know what that toxin is? That toxin is called graphene oxide. And every single one of these vaccines in a 30 milligram shot contains 15 billion nanoparticles or lipid carrier particles within the mRNA sequence.
Billion.
15 billion nanoparticles. And let me tell you how graphene oxide works when it gets into the body. Because when the spike protein then binds itself to our blood cells and so on, graphene oxide then starts to build a structure. And this is why we have people with blood clots and we have people with heart failure, sudden heart failure, and so on. The patent databases that we have accessed proves that COVID-19 and COVID-19 vaccines are in fact a bioweapon. And how do we support that? Because we have a copy of the mysteriously deleted Wuhan databases that tell us everything. Thank you very much.
There are some things that should not enter the human body if you want to conquer depression. Let's have a look at them. Refined sugar. Well, this brain cell consumes 15 times the glucose of any other cell. Well, wouldn't sugar be good for the brain cell? Well, when sugar goes in, blood glucose levels rise dramatically. Brain function is overloaded. So very quickly, insulin's released. Get that blood glucose level down. And now it goes too low. Hybridized wheat. What's this got to do with depression? Sugar has a lot to do with depression because you're getting those quick highs and the corresponding dumps. The hybridized wheat does the same thing. It was hybridized in the 50s, went worldwide in the 70s. By the 1990s, every wheat product you buy is a hybridized wheat. It was pushed through quickly, so no safety studies were done. Sounds like the COVID vaccine, doesn't it? And how many products are these two together? How many cookies, biscuits, cakes, donut, pearl mutter? He quotes a few psychiatrists who take their schizophrenic, severely depressed patients off wheat, off refined sugar, and off the next one, dairy. 50% improvement. Many guts cannot break that down, and so what gets into the blood is something called caseomorphine. And the wheat breaks down to glutamorphine. What's morphine? It's an opiate derivative.
See, guys, this is the whole aspect of my show. If anyone hasn't worked it out by now, it's not to do with neo-Nazism, multiculturalisms, communisms, isms, isms, and isms. It's not just to do with UFOs, aliens, entities, all these other aspects, Sumeria and all these other sort of things that sort of correlate with each other. A lot of it has to do with myself is the betterment of people. I mean, I love information. I really, really do. But I love sharing things. And that's why I'm not an absolute on a lot of things. You want to talk to me on a personal level? Yes, then I'll open up to these sort of aspects. Something like that that was said, you know, you don't hear me sitting here going, listen to this, this is it, guys. If you don't believe it, you're an idiot. I don't believe in that sort of those sort of shenanigans when it comes to talking to people, you know. I don't appreciate it myself, so why would someone else appreciate it themselves? That's the way I look at life. How would you like to be presented as, like, hello, are you an idiot? Well, maybe I am, to an aspect. I mean, I might know philosophy, I might know religion, I might know prehistory and all that. But do I know this other aspect of your life or your realm or your studies that are legit? And just because I don't understand them fully, you know, I guess you could use the terminology of the anti-gravity community. Some people believe there's gravity. Some people believe that it's a fallacy because of physics and all these other aspects, you know. I tend to lean to a certain way, but I don't, you know, push it in people's faces, you know. And this is what Strange Days is all about, guys, you know. If you really got to know me, that's what I say to a lot of people. I can be quite harsh, actually, in quite a few things and very, psh, like, look what's happening. Get a little bit dramatic, I guess you could call it. But I want it to do that for a reason of slapping you up the back of the head. Sometimes people need a little bit of shock value. And because there are certain perspectives and realities in this world that people don't comprehend. You know, going to the job, 9 to 5, don't look at, blah, blah, blah. Well, I've done many years of studies on these issues. So I'm saving you a lot of time, if you think about it, without being too, without coming across as a freaking know-all freak show, you know. That was the whole reason I wanted to do this whole cast, was to share things, you know. I think things that we don't really actually hear about. You know, how is your doctor going to say this to you when you go to a certain thing that, I'm feeling down because I feel dehydrated. We'll put you on a saline. Well, just go have some salt and some water, you know. Go some sodium. Do all these protocols that you can actually do. I mean, everything is actually, if you look at the life that we live in, just about everything is just given to you nearly for free. Look at dandelions and things like that, you know, that are just weeds that we poison and, they're annoying and blah, blah, blah. That are one of the most beneficial things for you, you know. There's little aspects of life that we just don't realize. You know, you don't see all the birds and all that, given too much of a worry. Throw a bit of bread out. I've got a nice actual, I'll take a video cam of them and a picture. I'll share a picture on one of my shows. If you just want to make contact as well, there's, I'm on Telegram and I always forget the other freaking name of it. What is it, Woods? Starts with a C. I always forget this because I don't like heaven. Yeah, I'm banned from most other places anyway. The other one that we go on to, mate, like, start freaking Discord. So it starts with a T. It doesn't start with a C. Oh, shit. Oh, wow, yeah, that makes a difference. He's like, what's this thing that we're on that starts with a C? And he's like, I'll contact my pirates. He's gone to the gangbangers and said, "What's this platform, man? It starts with a C." It actually starts with a D. It is by the name of Discord. So if you'd like to put your hand out, make contact with me, make love, you know what I mean? Online love, of course. I've got a visual headset that I can send you for a price of $160 and freight. And it's actually got stimulating fingers. They're the ones you want, Woods. They're the ones you want. All right, let me continue this for another 10 minutes and we'll get Woody Bush on and we can probably have a bit of a yarn if he's up for it. What do you reckon, old mate? Yeah, he's going to go grab your best beverage or have a piss and come back in about 10 minutes and, yeah, we might be able to rock and roll into a little bit of a conversation. All right, next on my little list here that I've got saved.
Hold in my...
There are some things that should not enter the human
mind. Don't do that.
Never isolated and thus never proven to exist.
Now, this one I want to play a bit because... Oh, you got to take... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. All right, you do what you need to do. Oh, yeah, that's good. What's the freaking time? All right, we're just coming up to the hour. All right, let's do this for half an hour. I'm not going to have a break. Actually, let me just have a quick break, and I'll come back to that. As long as I don't have to keep on going down to the next level. What we'll do, we'll have a quick break and we'll try and wrap it up the hour and a half. What are we going to do here? We can run around the room for 5 minutes. There's no doubt about it. It should be bloody great. All right. Let's have a break. Welcome to the room, Henry. Good to see you, my old mate. We're having a quick break. We're at the hour mark. We're having a 2 minute break.
I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. No, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. Well, I wake up in the morning, fold my hands and pray for rain. I got a head full of ideas that are driving me insane. It's a shame the way she makes me scrub the floor. I ain't gonna work on. Nah, I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. No, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's brother no more. Well, he hands you a nickel, then he hands you a dime, then he hits you with a crib. If you're having a good time, then he finds you every time. No, I ain't gonna work for Maggie's pa no more. Well, he puts his cigar out in your face just for kicks.
That's enough of those shenanigans. Let's go back to the show. Let's get back in context. See if we can get it back into here. Let's have a look at this. Right, you might find this interesting for sure. I come across a few things here that can't quite find at the moment because of the page has been blocked. That's all right. I found her. Yep. Hey, welcome to the welcome back to the room, Henry. Oh, Henry. All right, I found where we're pretty much at. Let's have a listen to some of this. Have a listen to this.
Alexa, how much money was put into a trust fund for the birth certificate when I was born?
How much?
The value of a birth certificate bond is usually at least $100 million. Alexa.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Makes you go crazy, doesn't it? You know, when you think about it. But what I'm going to do is because I haven't got an open line and I've got a second shower that I can actually do, and I want to do a, I enjoy doing a little bit of Max. So what I might do is shut this one down in a minute. I'll just play. What are we at? 1 hour and 1 minute. Yeah, yeah. 101, of course. So we're pretty much at where I was at. With a few, couple of little shenanigans going on here. Don't know how long this one goes. I'll just see if this...
to exist.
Ah, yeah, but that's a long one. For some reason... Yeah, that's the... I've got one here. I might actually produce it. It's Midazolam and the genocide of over 26,000 elderly people in the United Kingdom. I'm not sure where it goes back to. Right, let's play for about 7, maybe 10 minutes. See where it goes. Hey, welcome, Daniel. Welcome to the room. I was thinking about this one before. I might start that one on my next show. Yeah, that's what I might do. So I'm at the hour mark, so if I can take it out to 1 hour 15, I'll be pretty happy about that. All right. Oh yeah, that's a pretty big one. I reckon I might hit that. Oh, what have we got? 1 hour and 20. Stuff it. Let's go. I should be able to squeeze in 1.5 hours.
Physics is almighty powerful compared to science. And so, insanity struck to the point where the world would never be the same again. It started with social distancing and face masks. Every news channel, every newspaper, every talk show, all they could write, talk and scream hysterically about was COVID-19.
This actually is from an episode. It doesn't say in here, but I know the voice. I'm not sure what segment it's from, but it's from The Fall of the Cabal.
Road signs appeared, reiterating the importance of social distancing by keeping a distance of at least 6 feet or 1.5 meters. One would be safe. If you ignored, you could die. Or worse, you could kill somebody else. Hugging belonged to the past. Any form of physical closeness was potentially extremely dangerous. Repetition, repetition, repetition. 24/7. Combined with horror stories from Italy, we, the people, got scared. The first wave, not of a virus, but of fear, hit the shores of just about every country in the world. And when fear takes over, rational thinking becomes difficult, if not impossible. Nobody told us that the Italians who died during that first so-called outbreak were of very old age. They had all been vaccinated early 2019 with an experimental flu shot, a cocktail of four different types of influenza, among which H1N1, the swine flu. When they were hit with the autumn flu, their immune system was down. They didn't stand a chance. Then, the first official numbers were published. Mostly old people were dying of this monster virus. Children were perfectly safe, and adults were as good as safe. The elderly had a 5.5% chance of dying. Those who pointed out that a survival rate of 94.5% was pretty darn good for people who had already outlived the average life expectancy were scorned for being selfish, extremely irresponsible, and racist. How dare they? The epidemiology modelling team at Imperial College London, led by the physicist Neil Ferguson, presented their official predictions. If nothing was done to stop this virus, 81% of the US population would be infected, of which 2.2 million would die. The UK would count 510,000 deaths. My, those predictions were absolutely horrifying. God only knows why Neil Ferguson and Imperial College London were asked for their opinion in the first place. They had a history of highly exaggerated numbers that were always way off. According to the American Institute for Economic Research, although Ferguson's team has a bad habit of falsely claiming credit for saving millions of lives premised upon these apocalyptic numbers, the truth is they all amounted to wild exaggerations from a fundamentally flawed model. Why on earth did UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson listen to this disgrace of a scientist? Would you believe a man who predicted the following in the past? 2002, Ferguson predicted 150,000 people would probably die in the UK as a result of BSE in beef. Really? Well, no. In reality, only 177 people died. 2005, Ferguson predicted 150 million people would probably die as a result of the bird flu. In reality, only 282 people died worldwide. 2009, Ferguson predicted 65,000 people would probably die in the UK as a result of the swine flu. In reality, only 457 people died. Would you choose this man, of all scientists out there, to advise your government on how to handle COVID-19 in your country? When Ferguson was confronted with his fundamentally flawed model and his huge mistakes, he tried to blame the model, stating it was 13 years old and not really made for COVID-19, but for a flu epidemic in general. Then, when he was asked to share his model with the scientific world, he refused. Why? Because he knew perfectly well it was complete and utter bullshit. It took him 6 months to rewrite the model and present something that still didn't make any sense. When Ferguson was asked why the real UK numbers were so much lower than his predictions, his prompt answer was that this was because of his excellent recommendations. When confronted with a situation in Sweden that refused to lock down or implement any other severe COVID restrictions, yet had quite low COVID casualties, his answer was that, no doubt, the numbers could have been much lower if they had implemented his brilliant recommendations. On top of everything else, he ignored his own advice and thus the COVID restrictions by inviting his secret lover into his home. When this became common knowledge, he resigned from his position as a government advisor on SAGE, the Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies. Wow, how noble and just. If it weren't for the fact that that too was just another lie. Until today, Ferguson is part of both SAGE and Advisory Committee Spy M. He also is acting director of the Vaccine Impact Modelling Consortium, based at Imperial College London and financed by Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that actually owns Gavi and that granted Imperial College London millions of dollars. Long story short, once again we are witnessing utterly corrupted politics and bribed science, working together to impose something on the people that the people hadn't asked for to begin with. Professor Lockdown and Boris Johnson rolled out a strategy to take the freedoms away from the British people under the pretense of protecting them against a killer virus that didn't exist. But that they kept to themselves. And so, in 2020, government policies were quickly adapted to Ferguson's hysteric and completely unrealistic warnings. New restrictions were laid out. We were no longer to visit our elderly parents and grandparents. No hugging, definitely no hugging, and preferably no visits in general. Children were told in school that they might kill their grandparents if they disobeyed. This insane and inhumane programming led to deep emotional and psychological trauma. Feelings of guilt overtook these children, who were told they were basically murderers in waiting, unless, of course, they did as they were told by the government, completely overruling and ignoring their own feelings. When they screamed for their grandparents, they were told off about how selfish they were. Shame was added to their feelings of guilt. Some people stood in front of the care homes and sang songs for the abandoned elderly, but the police removed them. They were attracting attention to the site and the situation, and that was not desirable. The elderly were isolated from the rest of society and from their families. Many became depressed and lost their will to live. Many died as a result, not from COVID, but from loneliness. Families were torn apart. Feelings of guilt, shame, anger, and grief became common ground. Yet, the people complied. There was another reason why so many elderly died during the first wave in the spring of 2020. And this is where it gets really shocking. In March 2020, the British people were told to stay at home in order to protect the NHS and to save lives. The authorities just needed 3 weeks to flatten the curve. What happened in those 3 weeks? First of all, many hospitals were ordered to move elderly patients with respiratory problems to care homes. As many as possible. Which is rather strange when you think about it. I mean, people are not administered to a hospital for fun, right? But it happened. On March 19, a directive was sent out to the NHS saying all patients who did not require a hospital bed had to be discharged, as in right now. The NHS workers were obliged to follow the new directive. They had precisely 1 hour to get those patients out of bed and into their clothes, after which they had another 2 hours to take them from the hospital to their new home, in most cases, a care home. Did those patients have a voice in this at all? No, they did not. Their beds had to be empty for COVID-19 patients. Those poor sufferers of a virus that had not been proven and would never be proven to exist. This directive was most efficient, as you can see in this graph. Only 62% occupancy of hospital beds remained, 30% down compared to previous years. So, what happened to those patients who ended up in care homes? They were euthanized. Do we have evidence for such a brutal claim? Yes, we do. But we must warn you, for this is truly as ugly as it possibly gets. You might even realize for the first time what happened to your parents or grandparents and why they suddenly died. You see, all of a sudden, in April 2020, there was a great increase in deaths in care homes. No less than 26,541 people died in April 2020 alone, an increase of 17,850 on the five-year average. That's an awful lot of excess deaths in just 1 month. What happened? They were given midazolam. That's what happened. But you weren't told, were you? And neither were they. Midazolam is a very strong sedative, used, among other things, to relieve anxiety and fear. It is also used in lethal injections in the US, combined with two other drugs. The NHS workers were told to ease the suffering of the patients who were removed from their hospital beds and were now in their care home beds. Most of them had respiratory problems, so wouldn't it be nice to give them an intravenous cocktail of morphine and midazolam? Sounds sweet, doesn't it? Well, it wasn't. You see, midazolam affects the central nervous system, and thus a person's breathing. Midazolam is the last drug on earth these patients should have been given. It causes shallow, slowed, or temporarily stopped breathing that may lead to permanent brain injury or death. Furthermore, midazolam is dangerous for elderly patients in general, also for those who don't even have breathing problems. If given at all, it should be done at a very low dosage. This is what would have been safe, according to a policy that was in place before the COVID-19 outbreak scam. A dosage for the elderly should not be greater than 0.5 milligram, max 1 milligram. However, during the outbreak, this policy was changed into the following. A starting dose of 2.5 milligrams and, if necessary, pump it up to 5 or even 10 milligrams. Who on earth changed these policies? The same people who had those thousands of patients removed from hospitals to care homes. The same who advised administering midazolam in the first place. The same who knew damn well what the effects would be. The very same who ordered insane amounts of midazolam at the beginning of 2020. So much so, it had to be imported from France. That's right, a 2-year supply of a killer drug was imported from France. It was all used up by October of that same year. Not as part of the anesthesia during surgery, as was the official explanation. There were no surgeries during these COVID months. They were postponed by the same criminals, guilty of genocide of 26,500 people who died in April 2020 alone in care homes. Those people choked to death. Midazolam side effect, significant depression of respiration, killed them. They suffocated. What was written on their death certificates? Cause of death, COVID-19. Are the criminals behind this evil scheme? Secretary of State for Health and Social Care, Matt Hancock. GP and Member of Parliament, Dr. Luke Evans, and the Department of Health. Here they are, deliberating their midazolam stockpile to make sure they were ready for the kill.
A good death needs three things. It needs equipment, it needs medication, and it needs the staff to administer it. So in terms of equipment, a few quick questions. Do you have enough syringe drivers in the NHS to deliver medications to keep people comfortable when they're passing away?
Yes, right now we do.
And the second one is with that, but that's the syringe drivers deliver medication, particularly things like midazolam and morphine. Do you have any precautions put in place to make sure we have enough of those medications to be delivered?
Yes. We've got a big project to make sure that those sorts of medications, as well as the ITU medications that I spoke about earlier, that the supply chains, the global supply chains for those medicines are clear.
The so-called good death Hancock and Evans talked about means euthanasia. What you just witnessed was part of a parliamentary committee meeting in which euthanizing the elderly in care homes by means of midazolam and morphine was openly dealt with. Did they act on their own accord? Of course not. The Department of Health, Prime Minister Boris Johnson, each and every puppet of the cabal presently seated in the British government were part of this grand euthanasia scheme of the elderly, as part of the global sustainable development goals and thus the depopulation agenda. Shocking to see it in action, isn't it? Yet another must they push down the throats of the NHS workers was to add a do not resuscitate notice on the files of the care home residents. If their hearts or lungs stopped working, that was it. No resuscitation, please, as that did not exactly fit the depopulation agenda. Just let them die, the useless eaters. Oh, and of course, nobody told the residents or their loved ones a thing. The 3 weeks the authorities needed to flatten the curve was invented to intentionally end the lives of 26,500 people. That's why the British people had to stay home. Not to protect the NHS or to save lives, but to let the cabal execute their evil euthanasia program. This didn't just happen in the UK. It happened in Australia, the US, and in many other countries. When Wayne Smith unraveled the midazolam scandal after his father died in his care home, he exposed what he had found. He was subsequently found dead in his home in August 21. Rest in peace, Wayne Smith, and all midazolam victims. You will be remembered. Back to our storyline of fake pandemics and corrupt politicians. Face masks were introduced. An insane measure, as any virologist could have told you. You see, a virus is so eeny-weeny tiny, it goes straight through the fabric of any type of face mask. It's like trying to keep the mosquitoes out by putting up a wire netting fence. The cabal was laughing in our face. The CDC, NIH, the WHO, the Dutch RIVM, they all admitted on camera that face masks are not effective against viruses.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks. You're sure of it, because people are listening really closely to this. Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
Fauci later changed his opinion, now recommending people to wear two or even three masks on top of each other. When he was confronted with his earlier statements about face masks being useless, he stated that he had lied. Why? because he was afraid there would be a shortage of surgical masks if everybody would stop buying them. In order to keep the doctors safe, he had lied to the people, which means that if he did believe the masks worked, he just didn't care that people died, as long as the doctors kept living. Interesting statement. But as it turned out, Fauci wasn't lying. At least, not that time.
Should you wear a mask if you're healthy?
No.
That's right. You really said it.
Should you wear a mask if you're healthy?
No. Het instituut toont dat ongeveer 200.000 personen tenminste een week een mondkapje moeten dragen om misschien, zeg ik nog misschien erbij,
hey, in geval van
besmetting te voorkomen, van overdracht te voorkomen.
Never really,
het is een buitengewoon klein effect, weten we momenteel.
Dat er vanuit medisch oogpunt geen bewezen effectiviteit is van mondkapjes, heeft het kabinet besloten dat er geen landelijke verplichting komt voor het dragen van medische mondkapjes.
What we're about to do,
vanuit het...
this is about to end, and we're about the hour and a half into this show. So... what I'm thinking of doing is shutting this little shit show thing down and do one with Max Egan's. Just put one up, so I wouldn't mind just putting the old mate in the background. And I can do what I usually do with him, you know, have a yarn on the side about certain things. That's where I'm thinking of going, actually.
Veiligheidsberaad kwam wel breed het verzoek om lokaal maatwerk gericht op gedragsbeïnvloeding, dus niet zozeer medisch gerelateerd, maar wel gericht op gedragsbeïnvloeding, om dat instrumentarium nog eens stevig onder de loep te nemen en ook te kijken waar zou je mee kunnen experimenteren, waaronder dus ook bijvoorbeeld met mondkapjes. Maar dan gaat het vooral over nieuwe methoden gericht op gedragsbeïnvloeding en ook te bemeten op het effect.
There was no pandemic. It was all just a behavioral experiment. That's why policies changed time and again. Not because they made sense. Not because they were backed up by new scientific discoveries, but because they wanted to see how and to what extent they could manipulate people's behavior.
Yeah, well, anyway, well, that was the fall of the cabal. The way I looked through the whole situation was that no one tells me what to do. Thank you very much. There was that one aspect through a veterinarian situation to make my dog comfortable. Otherwise, I would have had to have taken it into the actual surgery, which would have pretty much put me in a bad situation. I think that was the only time that I ever succumbed to their tyranny. That was bad. It was bad. Anyone that sent children to school, don't know what you're thinking, guys. Young ones lost a lot of verbal, facial sort of recognition sort of things. Really, really bad situation. Well, I'm going to go for about 15 and I'll be back.
The problem they have, like, okay. A sale had.
We got that. we're going to start from there. And actually, I'm going to go and do a Max Egan. We'll sit back and have a listen to him. And anything, I'll just pause him like I do with Max. I'll really enjoy that. About the same age, I guess. Or he's a bit older, but yeah, same sort of things we've come across in life. And yeah, I just like having him on just to go through some certain things and do that. So yeah, let's do that in the next segment, which will be coming up very soon. Yep. Okay. Yeah. So I think I'm going to line Max up on YouTube, and yeah, it should be good. All right. I'll catch us all in the next episode of Strange Days. Take care.
His bedroom window, it is made out of bricks. The National Guard stands around his door.